Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Yes, it is. TGIF, as in, thank God it's Friday. Yeah, so excited to be here with all of you. Blog talkers, hello. And out there to our Facebookers, howdy, keeping, you know, for just so we can stay in step with Rebel Card Night. Yeah. So I want to remind all of you that we will be using ordinary playing cards for our readings during the show. This method is called personal prophecy, as you heard in the introduction. I also want to remind you to not confuse this with tarot, oracle cards, or any other system that's out there. We want to make sure that you are, you know, well aware that this is personal prophecy using ordinary playing cards. I will also be using the whole the deck to do a 24-card layout for each of our callers. This is my standard practice. I know others have their own way of how they want to do it, but I prefer to use the same layout during the show that I use in private session with my clients. So just wanted to make all of that clear to everybody so we're all on the same page. And now I'm going to turn to Jimbo the Magnificent.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you of this show for informational and educational purposes only. Mm-hmm. We'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us on the platforms. There are many, many a platform, whichever one you're on. If you are international, let it be known, and we shall give you international shout-outs. Like our two neighbors to the north, we have Laura and Jeanette, both in Canada, the Great White North. Then as more people come in, it doesn't matter when, we will give you international shout-outs. It just doesn't have to be at the beginning. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll go into a queue. You'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait, and that is exactly what you can do. If you ever hear a lot of silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. That's the world we live in with computers and cell phones and whatnot. So, Facebookers, if we get gaps in the phone calls, we shall turn to you, but we can't make promises, and we definitely can't give you wins and stuff like that. So you just have to sit tight and we'll see what happens.
And enjoy the show.
So let's see. You got that done. Nobody, yeah, it's free. The show's free too, not just the readings. So tonight, when you hear this, you got to turn that up.
It's up.
When you hear the rebel yell, that means that your reading is over. Reading's over. Please let it end. It's a free reading. That's just a short little snip snip, and then we got to move on so other folks get in. If you want no short snip snips, you got to go to psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange for your private reading. Then there'll be nobody to do that, to tell you to stop. You'll get your reading and you'll feel satisfied. But when you do hear that, please let the reading end. But stand by, because tonight on Fridays is our Rebel Card traditional Friday night. So you will get a single Rebel Card. It will not be a sweet little angel farting roses and sparkles and stuff like that. It's going to be a Rebel Card. Okay, if it was a deck that I would have written myself, it'd be pretty close to these. So,
yeah,
that is what it is.
It's a fact.
All right, today is National Goof Off Day. You gotta like doing that.
Oh yeah.
Yes, indeed, Bavarian Crepes Day. Crepes, Bavarian Crepes.
You call them crepes?
Crepes. Well, because it's Bavaria, it threw me off. I don't know that they say that word like that. But that's Germany.
Oh, it is.
But crepes are French, right? So it's kind of a little crossover there. I guess, you know, they border each other there, so. The International Seal Day. Well, it's not only is it National Goof Off Day, it's also International Goof Off Day. So it's for the entire planet can goof off. Everybody can goof off. And you can either. And it's also talk like William Shakespeare, Dave, methinks, me thou, as thou givest. Or you could talk like William Shatner. I feel so weak. Those are 2 days, too, also. All right, Deb, it's yours, and if you're done and you don't have anything to say, we'll jump into some callers.
You know, Jeanette just made a good comment. She said, I did not know it was goof-off day, but that's about what I did. You know what? We need those days. It's
sure.
Like we plugged into, say, a great big imaginary charger, and we need to have those days.
Yeah, it's nice just not to worry about anything going on in your life or the world.
Right.
Just chill out. You know what? If you like to just sleep a lot, if you want to just read, if you want to watch some stupid old 50-year-old shows on TV or whatever, that's do what you got to do. Nothing wrong with that.
Or play on the internet, whatever.
Yeah, if you're a gamer or you just like surfing and reading stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. Everybody, it's good to have those days of nothing, that nothing got accomplished, and you can't even say,
right.
I did nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. So, all right, you ready?
I think that's it. Yeah.
All right, let's take the first call. Let's try again. We tried this first caller last night. We almost had some technical problems. Let's try it again. 775, caller number one. Is this Wendy?
Hello?
Wendy, that's two nights in a row
that
we took you first, and we can't hear a thing from you. I'm not sure what that means because we did the rest of the show yesterday, and nobody had a problem. Now, I did not hang up on her,
mm-mm.
and I will not again. Maybe she can hear us. There's a mute problem with her phone. Sometimes you hit those mute buttons, and then you try to unmute them, and they laugh at you. I don't know.
We'll come back to you.
We shall come back to you. We do not kick people to the curb because of technical problems that, you know, it's that are unfortunate. So we'll come back, but we'll go to the next caller. 216 is in Ohio, I believe, is it not? 216, you're the next caller.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It'll be me again. Hi, it's Sharon.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm really being a regular. I've been calling quite a bit. Care,
cool.
Do you?
Nope. No.
No, your readings get, you'll get a lot better readings when you're a regular.
Yeah, this is a method to keep on giving.
It gets better and better as you keep getting repetitive stuff going on. She knows and follows paths that she's seen in the cards. And,
wonderful. So,
What's happening?
I had an interview yesterday, and I want to see if you can pick up. I know you have some. I want to know what you picked up on the interview. The only thing about it is I'm not getting any raise or anything. It's the same pay as what I'm getting. I just see what you pick up, like, if it's worth me taking it or if I should hold off to something else, because I know money isn't everything. Oh,
it
my God.
But it does sing and dance, though, you know.
Is it a lot harder?
You're so,
Jim,
you have a way with words, Jim. That is so funny. I know.
Indeed.
The recruiter was just over. I thought she was over. She's overconfident, but then again, I'm underconfident. So,
so it's essentially like a lateral move.
Mm-hmm.
Good national shout out to Sophia in Sweden. Welcome, Sophia. All right.
Yes, here. I meant yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okey-dokey.
I'm still putting your cards out.
Is this a move within the same company? Or is this a totally different thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to stay with the same company. It's a great company. I don't know if the recruiter liked me.
Yeah, I think I remember she talked about this before the interview a little while ago, a day or two ago, right?
Yeah, you didn't get a good vibe from her, the recruiter.
Not really. When she asked me what salary I wanted, I told her, and she's like, I'm right at the tip, right at the end of what the salary range is. And she goes, you know, this pay is da, 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 da. She just said it, and, you know, I put it in the application. She should have read it. You know what I'm saying? I said, But if it's a great job and I'm interested, yes, I said I'd still be interested, but I don't know. But go on.
I think you should hold off and wait for something that really trips your trigger, so to speak.
Something that will leave no doubt in your mind.
Yeah, you're already trained in the job you are. There's no financial increase for you. And, you know, that can really be a deterrent to taking a job that where you'd have to relearn everything. And I'm not seeing good things about this move. I get a funny feeling about the people involved in that job. Yeah. Yeah. They're very cliquey. If you know any of them, are you at all acquainted with them?
I do know them.
Well, I think you're in good company right now, and until they offer you something better, my inclination is to tell you to stay.
I have international shout-outs to Virgil, who's in England, and Rachel in Australia.
Withdraw.
I'm sorry?
I can withdraw my application.
Mm-hmm. Oh, withdraw the application.
Oh, you can?
But
I thought she was going to withdraw.
Now. You're so right. I mean, at least I could have gotten maybe 5% or 10%, right? It's within my, I make now.
Right. And to put
they
you
have
through
a bonus. Go on.
Right. Yeah, no. Just that they would put you through the stress and strain of a new job with no compensation. What's that? You know?
I know.
Yeah, I think you might. I don't like to tell people to what decision to make. But when you just said you could withdraw, that puts you in the power position, I think, rather than being the victim of somebody else's choices. Think about that. You would make step. Yeah. Excuse me?
You didn't get good cards on it?
I didn't. Now, I'm really surprised myself. It's saying the biggest card here that is jumping out at me is be cautious. Be very cautious. So, yeah.
International shout out to Louise in Australia.
There's something.
Anything else? Something else you're picking up without saying?
What did she say? I'm sorry.
Don't look
you
at me, Deb.
Cutting in and out. Well, you're good at deciphering. You're very good at that.
Are you picking up on anything else?
Yes, that there will be a better. Think of it this way. You can miss this bus because there's a better one coming along, and it won't be too much longer. So I would wait for that. You believe that?
I do. I believe you.
Yeah!
Thank you. Can you pick it up for me without me? Anything else coming up?
I think you're going to have a fabulous summer. I really do. I think you and the neighbor are going to make acquaintance. And like I said, if you're not attracted to him, he's got some male friends.
That's just so funny. I know. I don't think I would be. I shouldn't even go there. You never know. A person, maybe you don't think they're attractive when you first look at them, but when you get to know them, they're like so sexy because they're just so kind. You know what I'm saying?
Or humor. A guy can be, I hate to say it, but ugly as a goat's butt. But if he's got a good sense of humor, to me, that's everything.
I love a man that has a light sense of humor. So do I. That's so funny.
It is. So I am envisioning a barbecue that your neighbor's going to have, and he will be inviting you to come on down, you know, have a soda or a drink or whatever, and you'll meet his friends. And he's got some very nice friends. So, yeah. And the card? Go ahead.
Are you sure now?
Well, geez, Jim, I'm trying to...
I've done two rebel yells, and I've been shut out. All right.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, well, hey. And the subject of the rebel card is don't talk to anyone. Don't look at anyone. You need some fucking time alone, and you know why.
But my current job looks okay, right? I'm sure it does. My current job?
Yes. Absolutely. I think that you should stay put for now and wait for something better. That's all I think. All
righty then.
That's all I can say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Call us again, honey.
Absolutely, yes. We appreciate you being patient and holding for a long,
really, really
long
want
time.
You. I would like to see them put some money behind that.
If they really wanted her, yes, that would be the only, they would know that would be the only way. Let's try this again. We're going to go try 775 once again. Hello.
Are you there, Wendy? She's got some kind of...
We've got some communication issues. And like I say, we're having no problem with the other caller, so I don't know.
You're not able to call her back.
No, I wouldn't do that, and you don't do that on this system anyway.
Oh, that's what I mean.
I'm not. I wouldn't, even if I could. I'm not going to start calling people up, for God's sake. No. So.
Hey, Virgil, Sarah doesn't break. You're doing good. Don't worry about that. The world is full of but ugly people. You know what I mean? And they find love, too.
All right, we're going to area code 312 in Illinois. 312, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, my loves. I'm back. My name is Marquis. I've talked to you guys a few times. I'm happy to be here tonight. How are you?
Yeah, very good. How are you?
I'm good. So I wanted to get your expert opinion on, I'm in the same boat as, I guess, the last caller, but I've applied to a few companies. I had some great interviews, so I'm just wondering when I'll have an offer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's very good, very good.
Okay, let's see what we are going to pick up for you.
So you've applied, you've had interviews, and now you're wondering if you're going to get a great offer.
That's it.
How many interviews have you had?
Several.
That's good.
Several rounds, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, several rounds, too. No, that's a good thing because, you know, it's like if you're going to, like, gamble, you want to spin the wheel as many times as possible. It increases your odds of getting the right thing. So that's good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, plus, you know, interviewing is a two-way street.
It's a two-way street. And sometimes when I ask questions, I find that the whether it's a recruiter or what have you, they're intimidated, you know, because they're not accustomed to someone being assertive and also asking questions. As you said, it's a two-way street. So not
it is a two-way
street.
A lot of times they feel they're in the position of I ask the questions here type attitude.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the kind of attitude you have, then I don't think I want to work for your piece of crap
company.
I'm not
the right fit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Deb, what do you got?
Well, right now there seems to be a male who is going to be an obstacle in all of this. Have you interviewed with a male in regard to this job?
No.
A male involved. And I'll just tell you right off the top, he is a misogynist. Is misogynist.
Mm. He gives massages?
No, he doesn't like women very much. He doesn't like working with them. But he's going to take a look at how you've been interviewing, and he's going to take his time to think about it.
I
just have a feeling, though, that you may get offered another job before you're going to be able to deal with this man. And he's not easy to deal with. He loses people right and left, just so you know the dynamic of what's involved in that job.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see something else coming along really soon, and they're extra motivated.
Well, she's got lots of irons and lots of fires.
She does. And I think that you are going to find one that is really going to just fit you to a T. So don't feel that this falls through. This guy is impossible to keep happy. He really is. Okay,
yeah,
so
I've been there before.
I'm sorry?
Yeah!
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
I said I had bosses like that before, so I understand.
Oh, I'm sure. Yep. I'm sure if you've had some jobs before.
Yeah, what's up with that, Jim? Are men still having problems?
It's getting less and less. It's getting less and less, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here is your rebel card reading. The subject of a rebel card is that project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that shit. The world has your back.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I think that you're going to sidestep a big bullet here with a new job coming along to get you.
There you go.
All right, hon. Thank you so much. Calling.
Good luck to you. We hope you call again and again and again. Take care.
I will.
All right, hon. Bye-bye. Well, she's got such a vibrancy to her. Maybe you other intuitive and psychic people in our audience feel it. There's just something about her.
All right. This is maybe the third time will be a charm. We're going to try 775 again. Hello. I heard noise.
Wendy.
Are you here?
Hello.
We heard noises this time, but we don't hear Wendy's voice.
Hello. Yeah.
Maybe
hello.
Oh my gosh, she came.
Wow, through. We had some connection issues apparently. Well, you are here and loud and clear now.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Indeed.
Yes.
Welcome back.
I am closing today on the purchase of my house.
Okay, that's right. They're 3 hours.
3 hours behind. Yeah. So I bet you're getting ready to close really soon.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
That's right. Break out the pen. Start signing.
Yeah. So,
yes, everything's been signed and documented. And the bank wired the money and did everything. And so I'm quite thrilled. And I don't know whether or not I'm going to keep the house, and I will make a nice profit, I'm told, or purchase something else after 2 years to avoid capital, what's it called?
Gains, capital gains.
Yes.
You only have to wait two
yes.
years. I thought it was five, but maybe they've changed
so
it.
Am I going to fall so deeply in love with this house that I'll never sell it, or will I sell it in a few years and move to another beautiful house?
All right. I'll take a look at that for you. You'll just have to hold on a minute here. All right. Alexa said somebody's at the door, so Jim had to pop out and go see what that's all about.
Okay.
Okay. So when do you actually move in, Wendy?
Well, there is a construction man named Gino that will be destroying my sunken bathtub because it's too dangerous for me. He's going to smash it up and install a walk-in bathtub. So that would take a couple of weeks. So maybe around April 22.
Okay.
And also, I'm thinking about getting everything painted inside.
Hey, that would be very nice. Yes. Isn't it all basically very neutral? I saw the pictures. It's a stunning home, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you commenting on that.
Well, right as you are standing in the present, I feel that you are going to stay there for a lengthy period of time. Okay, but now remember, things can change. The future's on the fluid side. So, but as you are right now, I do feel that you may check it out once in a while to see, especially if we go into another one of those bubble type of real estate markets like Bill Clinton got us, where, I mean, people were just snapping up houses right and left with a huge increase in the mortgage. So I guess you'd have to look at that for yourself.
Realtors and mortgage loan officers have told me if you find a house that you love, marry the house now and date the rate later. So
I like that.
I got the house 5.75 fixed.
Well, hey, that's great.
Well, thank you. And so obviously he must be a real good mortgage loan officer. And I do have my aggressive realtor, Geneva. She'd be ready to jump in if I decide to do that in a couple of years. But I'm hoping that I'm just so thrilled. And around October, my mortgage man is going to call me. He says he's going to get me a much lower rate than what I've got now.
Good.
And that
good.
They're predicting that by October, I might have already made 60 grand.
Wow. That is
so we shall see.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow. Well, Wendy, look at how it all came together for you. I am so happy. Really happy. Nobody there, Jim?
Can't talk right
now. Okay. What a process. Were you served?
Finish reading there, Miss Deborah.
Finish
reading.
We are getting ready for you, Jim.
Are you? Well, then I shall play the sound of the rebel card that is not making a single sound.
Yeah!
There it is.
There you go.
All right, her card is, real quickly, it's dark and you can't see a effing thing. Get your head out of your butt. Pronto. I guess she did. She can see clearly now because she's about to sign a bunch of documents.
Yeah, I don't know that even really applies to Wendy.
It does. I don't. Yeah, but yeah. What am I supposed to do? Just pick one out? No.
Well, I think the house will be a very good increasing investment.
Absolutely.
For her. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Oh, and we're glad that we were finally able to connect. We had some connection issues, apparently, but we did connect, and congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. So the house is already signed for, just to let you know. And so I'm officially a homeowner. And I just hope and pray that my family is safe and healthy and happy, and me too. And that sounds realistic to me, that I might look around every now and then and check on the value of my house, but I'm hoping that I love it forever, and that it becomes a legacy for my sister, Leslie.
How sweet of you to think of
Yes,
her.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and congratulations.
Yes,
good luck.
Thank you, Wendy.
And we're going to rock and roll,
thank
and we'll talk
both.
Again.
God bless.
All right.
Take care. I'm so happy for her.
It was strange. There was nobody there. I looked at the Ring doorbell recording. It was some either a very small woman or a child was at the door.
Might have been a midget.
It wasn't a midget. It wasn't that small. It wasn't a hobbit. But, and I don't know. I thought it looked like watching the replay on the Ring doorbell that they had left something, but it doesn't look like it. There's nothing there to be left. So who knows?
There's so many porch pirates out there.
We have never had one, knock on wood.
Yeah. All right, sure. Come here and I'll knock on you.
Yep. She's a freaking billion laughs. Yes, indeed. Anything going on here? Looks like we have no new folks here. That's nothing wrong with that. I'm just wondering if I have to catch up and see if I missed anything. The missing. So I guess we'll keep on and then.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. Let's take our next caller and the order that they have arrived. It is 520.
Oh,
Lisa.
Oh, my
gosh.
Thank you.
Hello,
thank
Lisa.
You're so welcome. How are you doing?
Well, I love listening to you guys. You bring a laugh to my heart. Especially Jimbo.
Oh,
my gosh. Thank you very much.
He should have his own podcast. I've told him that. You know.
This is my own podcast.
Yeah. You're funny.
Well, right. My neighbor and I are supposed to get together for the toilet to fix that. And he's been locked up in his place all day. I've been locked up in my place all day. Just fielding phone calls on my end for business related matters, and I told my neighbor, he said, well, if we don't do it today, we'll do it tomorrow. So he told me his schedule. He was supposed to go out and meet the Flaccid Sultan for lunch. I don't know why he didn't. He stayed home. So it is what it is. I'm trying to get over this feeling of being ill. And I'm almost finished with my antibiotic. I just have one more to take. And I'm thinking, God, I hope I'm over it. You know, but the proof is in the pudding.
You sound a lot better.
Slowly but surely, your voice has been improving. Yep.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You won't be able to sing Smelly Cat. It's almost over.
Yeah. But
all right.
What
do you want to know?
Well, I don't know what's going on with our neighbor Reno, I guess.
You know,
my
when
girlfriend.
Go ahead, you finish.
Well, you know, there's a couple things. I got a call out of the blue from someone brand new that was interested in purchasing something that I have. And so I don't know if that's going to go through. I'm waiting for my business associate to call me back, and so we can just, you know, move that forward. If it goes through, that'll be great. And then the other thing is that girlfriend that got mad at me for telling her that she needed to call before that I didn't like people dropping in. I need for people to call me I still haven't heard from her, and we're both invited to a birthday party tomorrow, which I plan on going. And I don't know when I told her that, I was polite, you know, and I simply said, I prefer people call me before they come. She raised her voice and she said, well, I'm sorry for bothering you. And so I haven't heard, and I did cut and paste the invitation and sent it to her, and I sent it again right now. I don't know if she has me on block. I don't know what's going on. So those are the
things. We women, I'm not all of us, a majority of us women have been additional toward each other. We silently say, you know, as long as you act the way that pleases me, and you never say anything that might upset me, we're going to be BFFs. But as soon as you do, then guess what? We're done. And that's why women have always been hard for me. I prefer being close friends with men because you can just tell them, hey, I don't like that you're doing a pop-in. And they'd be like, oh, okay. I think you could tell people that you like to walk around in your apartment in the nude. And you prefer that they call, so you can put some clothes on. Huh?
You could just say, I don't like fucking unexpected visitors.
That's
all you have to say.
Exactly what I said.
If they can't take it, they can go down the street and cry in the fucking river.
She has a little bit of a disability, and so I've been helping her with rides and stuff. But we go to fun places. Once we arrive, I feel like I'm having fun. And I've known her for a few decades, and we start going.
Is she menopausal? I mean, that's always a consideration.
I always assumed you women were born menopausal.
That's true. No, she and I just started hanging out together, really, where we were doing fun things the last 6-7 months. And so up until then, you know, she was busy doing things. I was busy, too. I had my own life. She had her own life. So, anywho, I don't know. It's just those kind of three things, you know.
She's not in your heart, which I find surprising. When somebody isn't, you see, people show up that are potentially going to impact your life. So I will see people here. But there is, in fact, not one female here. You got you bumping around you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. So the neighbor's going to turn on you. I'd prepare myself if I were you. Remember, yesterday he was mad. He was angry. Now he's going to turn a cold shoulder. You may end up having to go on Angie's list or whatever.
You might want to start thinking about an alternate maintenance plan.
I don't think that you should turn to him for that.
Might be time to start parting ways on that.
Yeah, just sever cord.
Because, I mean, let's look at it. When you first moved in there, you didn't know that you were going to have a maintenance neighbor. You didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you would have had to come up with something else anyway. Typically, it's not a neighbor that you don't really have a neighbor typically that is that kind of person. You know, you got lucky there in that sense as far as the handyman part. But
I want you to remember that you ultimately were the one that took this relationship around the corner. All right. You were the one that started with the telling him whatever and F you and things like that.
And I got sick of the crap.
And you did. You got tired of
everybody has a limit.
The witty repartee.
Well,
you know, him being like he's a Adonis. It just got old.
Yeah, she got sick of the games.
Yeah.
So your heart turned first. And you're getting preparation for a new man that's coming into your life. And, you know, think about it. Sometimes the universe, the higher power, however which way you want to go on that, is that space has to be made in your life for the next one that's coming along who will be very impactful in your life. You have to, you know, kind of separate the wheat from the chaff. And your neighbor is going to go on just fine. He's going to do this next. Somebody here messing around with you got to hit the road. You got her at Laura. Okay. I want to give you the good news. I kind of saved this for last. I tell you, you are going to celebrate a really nice sale.
There's
all kinds of money falling around you. It's like, what is that they do in the bar? They make it rain? In the strip clubs, and they go like that. So it's going to be like fate is doing that to you. It's going to make it rain. So dance, baby, dance.
Yeah, I think it's just funny, though, that they're still throwing ones out there. You know, the inflation, a $1 bill doesn't get you. Of course, maybe they only dance for 10 seconds. I don't know. You brought up the strip club. So I'm saying, well, people are still throwing ones out there, but I'm thinking $1 bill, you can't, even the Dollar Tree is stuff's more than a dollar, a lot of it now. So, you know, what are you going to get for a buck? Well, I'll tell you what
you pay $20 for a lap dance.
Well, I don't know what they are anymore. No. I don't know.
But
I don't know.
You're going to give her a dollar?
They throw, Deb, they throw fucking dollars on the stage, I'm telling you.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they could throw more, but I'm saying that $1 is not, it is acceptable.
How you got us on that, I'll never know. But I
you
want
said,
to...
what do they say at strip clubs, making it rain?
Oh,
you brought it up.
Lisa's going to make it rain.
All right, Risa, we'll get up there on that stage
and
shake your booty.
Yeah, the neighbor actually initiated in the beginning when I moved here. He was always dropping little innuendos.
Yeah.
And saying stuff, and he would say things like when I took him to that tater tot party, and we got out of our cars, we didn't ride together, and we arrived there, and I couldn't open my car, I was having a problem with the remote, and he said, just think of us, if we were two people alone in a desert isle, what would we do? You know, so he always said stuff like that. And he was always dropping stuff like that, or always waiting for me. And then when I took him to that thing, that tater tot party, and I called him later. I said, I don't like her anymore. And, you know, she was whispering to you, and I didn't think that was a good girl code. And she's doing it behind my back. He says, well, I won't see her anymore. Like, you know, and I was kind of backed off because I thought, why is he saying it like that? You know, the whole thing in the beginning to me was kind of confusing. And then I started responding with little things like sucking on his elbow or.
Yes, you did, which is interesting.
Well, hey, you know, if it was
the elbow of all the appendages, I should go for the elbow. Yes, indeed.
And so we started hitting it back and forth, and then he was waiting for me when I'd come out. I'm not saying that anyone here is innocent. I'm not saying that. I mean, he did initiate it, though, to begin with. When someone says, in my past history of being on this planet, when someone has said they're gay, okay, they have that yellow tape around them. I don't intrude, you know.
Right.
But
I have to admit, though, to give men years ago, I was kind of like really hot for maybe 15 minutes, like Andy Warhol said. But I tell them I was a lesbian in bars. And often these guys would say, all right, kiss that girl. And I would say, Mary, I'm coming in for a lip lock. And so I think a lot of people play with that. But he, I think, just for some reason didn't want to define himself as bisexual.
Well, then he told me earlier on. I mean, he did. He came and he said, in my house, he said, I don't know why I chose to be gay. I don't know. He was telling me that stuff. I've never had any great interaction with a gay person to any length. I didn't have any knowledge. I had no background. And he was telling me, I don't know if I had low self-esteem. That's what he was telling me. And then I chose to be gay. You know, that's what he was telling me. And then he started telling me about his high school experience, his lover woman that he was with for 15 years. And we started sharing those. We'd have talks. He'd stay here till 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. I'd be falling asleep. We'd be in the dark talking, you know, in separate chairs. But I just, I knew nothing about gaydom, nothing. I mean, I would see a gay guy and, you know, interact on the basis of just kind of, you know, hello, goodbye, and that's it. No, I mean, this has been very confusing for me.
Well, and it, of course it is, because it never ran a natural path. You know, you were always trying to figure him out and determine, you know, who's the navigator here? Was it you? Was it him? And I'm going to tell you one thing, Lisa. Get prepared. He's about to up his game, and he's going to try everything he can to retaliate by making you jealous. All right.
Oh, no.
Well, you've got to...
What do you mean, oh, no?
Put up a shield.
I don't want to be pain. I don't want to be in pain. I mean, that
should
hurts.
Be...
Should be laughing at him for being so juvenile.
At this point, at this freaking point, there shouldn't be any pain anymore. You guys are all but freaking done, except for I got to fix your drawer and your toilet type stuff.
But I've got to tell you something about that. Those of us that are triggered or trauma, we have trauma over rejection and abandonment. Things like this will trigger it, you know, where... I'm not saying it right.
I don't know what the hell you're
you
saying.
Have something from the past, Lisa, that is triggered by this man in terms of...
Well, and he does the same thing. You know, I told him, don't go to those dance places because you won't like what you see. It's my place. I get away from you. I need to be away from you. I, you know, and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I don't see the point. Why would he be up in his game trying to make me jealous? Is it with the intent of trying to make me jealous, or was it with the intent of just widening his horizon?
No, I think it's part of his, what would you call it? Part of his, it's what he does.
I don't think his horizons are as wide as everyone believes.
No, and I think the thing is that it's a one-upsmanship that he is playing with you now, okay? Running around with the flaccid...
the Sultan. Yeah. He who is flaccid, yes.
He who is flaccid.
He is flaccid, the flaccid one. You know the flaccid one. Yes, the Sultan, it's flaccid.
He's trying to really... I don't know. I see him... I see the smirk on his face, and there's something in him that is a little bit on the like sadistic side. And I really think, why are we attracting all of these scammers tonight? Now we got a witch in here. Yeah.
Facebook.
Witch's lair, yeah. Yeah, Jeanette in Canada, you're right. Being mean and spiteful. It goes to me how immature he is emotionally. That he should actually take here and
selfish. He's always been all of it. He's him, and him. That's all. That's the only thing that matters.
And boy, I could really step out on a limb here and say where he comes from. The men there think they are all that, and that we women are just lowly servants who, you know, we're to cater to them.
What, is this another planet?
No, he's from the NYC, New Jersey area.
Oh, so every single human there has that attitude.
I don't know.
They all hate women, and they beat them in their off time.
Not beat them. Mm-mm. They emotionally, come on. People, give me the word.
International shout out to Stevie, Leanne, Stevie Hall in the UK. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Just because he's a jerk, you know what? Maybe he's a jerk because he's a jerk. Don't blame it on. No, everybody's got to. Nobody takes ownership of any goddamn thing they do wrong. I have PTSD. My mom beat me. My dad hit me with a dildo. God damn it. Maybe you're just an asshole and you should change yourself and quit blaming shit. God, nobody in this fucking country wants to take ownership of anything they do.
I dated for a lengthy period of time a guy who was from Syria. long ago.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, yes, and he was still very much a part of that culture.
Because he wants to be.
The woman is down. He keeps his woman down.
Because that's what he wants to be. He could change himself. We all can change. We're all humans. We are capable of fucking change if we want to.
And he would get so angry at me over things that he would shove me and push me down.
Oh, my God.
In my heart, I knew I'm not signing on for a life of hell with this.
You should have brought a fucking police baton and just jacked your fucking ass up on the side of the head.
The trouble is he was so gorgeously handsome and built. I mean, you drool over him. And it was hard for me to get out. So there was a trauma bond for me with him. You know, he'd keep coming back. And that's the guy that I was on a date with. And he took my virginity against my will. Let's put it that way. But he's an arrow. Yeah, he's an Arab. You know, they're always right. They're in control.
Well, not in this country. You're not an Arab.
Well, he came.
You leave that behind then if you want to act like that. You go to a country where that's acceptable because it's not acceptable here. And if you don't like it, pack your shit, get on your camel, and get the fuck out of Dodge.
Wow.
Tim's going to get popped out in the street when he
stays. I'm just saying, you come to somebody else. You know, when we go to their land, they expect us to do everything that they do and respect their culture. We'll come over here, reciprocate, respect our culture. We don't fucking treat women like that. We don't act like we're fucking sultans and kings. And if you can't stand that, you know what? Lube up your camel and get on it and ride.
He used to bring me to his parents' house, and his dad looked at me very critically and say, "You need to put on a skirt." He said,
"Oh my God,
not wear pants."
And I would ask him, "Do you have a bunch in your drawer that one of them will fit me, you faggot?" You know, I would have slammed him.
Laura dated a guy from Libya who had just got out of prison for murder. And, you know, she adds there as a caveat, he was very abusive.
You dated a guy that just got out of prison, did you, for murder? Really?
You know what? My sister and I were very young when we were dancing, we'd go to dance clubs. And I remember these guys, they were from Iran, and they pinched us. They pinched our arms when we came off the dance floor because they said, "Why aren't you dancing with us?" Well, no, I never agreed to dance with them.
Because you smell like a camel's ass wipe, that's why.
But, you know, I'm sorry, you know, but it's, I don't know. I've tried to, I don't know.
What?
Be careful. I've tried to be careful with my choices. But, you know, I don't know. This neighbor thing has got me. I would love to move after I get my money from the sale and just take off, you know, because I'm tired of this. I'm also trying to recuperate from this virus, so I might be feeling down and out and saying things, you know, or feeling things. It would be still hard for me to see him. You know, I just had asked. I was very transparent. I'm very transparent with everyone, and I tell people the truth. I tell people, you know, I told him the truth. Go make your own dance party somewhere. You know, leave me alone. And I think he's, you know, retaliating, you know, if he behaves like that.
I do have to admit that aspect to you seems very out of character to me because you come across, and I see you in the cards, as so loving and gentle and non-aggressive, just a beautiful spirit. But you have treated him rather you know, abrasively, and I think that man raises such anger in you.
Because he jerked her around for so long. Every human has their limits.
Well, you know, he hammered away. It didn't make sense, and I told him this. Because Flaccid Sultan would tell him, "I see what's-her-face out dancing." And then for 2 to 3 months, and I've told him that repeatedly, "You've hammered away at me to find out where it is, how I go, where I go. You want to go, and I've told you no, and I've told you why, and I gave him the bullet points. I want to be by myself. I want to enjoy myself. You won't like it. What did you see?" So, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever.
It is.
I just have to move myself. I have to move.
You're going to get over this. It's just going to take some time. And you've got a brand new love coming to you, a real love.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes, but it's going to need, you need to be on the path to healing from this. Okay. And I do think that when the money comes, you should move. So you can
yourself.
Yes. Changes in latitude, changes in attitude, like Jimmy Buffett saying.
That's true. And, you know, this landlord making you all fix your own stuff.
Should I?
It is. That's not right.
Well, that's a great deal for that landlord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's in the contract. And the thing is, if the roof is leaking, which it has, then they pay for it. But they consider minor stuff.
Yeah, we understand the big stuff. You know, I don't want to fix it. I shouldn't have to fix a toilet. If I wanted to fix a toilet, I'd own a place because it's my goddamn toilet, you know. But, I understand. Well, it's in the contract. I understand. It is what it is. The ink is there. I got you. Well, you know what? In the future, don't ever sign one of those contracts. That's all. It doesn't work out for you. It's not good for you. Because those little nickel and dime things can add up if you got to keep having somebody come and do stuff out of your own pocketbook. It can cha-ching really bad.
Like if you've got the sewer plugged up.
No, major stuff, no. They cover major stuff, yeah. They cover plumbing, electrical, roof leak. Major shit, they're going to cover. It's just the...
Yeah.
It's just like the toilet seat broke. That's her, you know, stuff like that. Switch on the wall broke. She has to cover little stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's not bad, but it's not good for a woman.
No.
Or when a drawer breaks in the kitchen.
Yeah, if I was moving into a place and they said that and the rent was really cheap, and I'd be like, well, I can do the minor stuff. That's good for me because I can fix that little stuff myself. That's a great deal because I save money on rent. But, you know, but if somebody's not handy, like doing that kind of crap, you've never done it before, it doesn't work out for them. So, but that is what it is. It is a thing of the past. You signed it. It is what it is, and you're working with it.
Yeah. It's okay.
And, you know what? You get a new place, you make sure you don't sign that kind of crap. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Right. I think, though, that you can't let your – it's almost like an addiction. Okay.
She's very melancholy.
And I don't mean like drugs and that, but I think there's a dependency there. And there's that trauma bond between the two of you where something about your psyche is tied up with him.
Well, she would like
I let him go most of the time. You know, I don't see him. I don't interact. He's always out there now, you know, asking, I don't know, for me to come here, go there. And I've been too busy. You know, I've just been, you know, I had my grandson and, you know, I take off, I do whatever, you know, and then he'll make comments, you know, you go out at night and you dance and blah, blah, blah.
So what? It's not his life to comment on.
Right, yeah. You know, he
could be out stripping at the Mata Inn or something.
It doesn't matter what she's doing. It's her life.
Yeah.
Right. It's weird.
Oh, well. It is weird. But
every day you spend away from him is cutting to the distance.
You got to keep them separated. Mm-hmm. Nah, 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 nah.
And a lot of times, I read this or was taught this somewhere, that we often will reflect on good times. The man that you knew who was so kind and sweet and loving, but it isn't the man he is now. So in a sense,
I don't know that he was ever sweet, kind, and loving. I don't think that was the case with him. It was always, you know, we were always sparring.
So, boy, wouldn't that have been a fun marriage? Ooh.
Well, it never got there, and it never got close. So that is a win-win there.
Did you ever tell us what his heritage is? You said Italian.
Yeah.
Is that all? He's only Italian, full-blooded?
Yeah.
Well, that's what he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, give her a card, and let's see what we get.
I am indeed. I'm shuffling the cards right now.
Yeah.
And the card on top, after I shuffled, says, you are giving away your power. You're a badass. Act like it.
Yeah, damn straight.
Damn straight, Skippy. Pull up them big girl panties and start kicking ass.
I just want peace. I just want to live by myself and stare out at the sky and know that there's peace inside my heart. That's all I've had. So, you know, that's what I work on.
That's all. Yeah, and you're in transition. You will.
Yeah.
This was just a thing, right?
I don't know.
You were stepping out of one phase of your life.
Yeah.
Obviously, a drastic change in your life occurred. So you were kind of not knowing where you were, and this came along, and now it's probably you realize this ain't working out, and you're going to move on to your next phase, whether you like it or not. Life directs you down a path, whether you like it or not.
Well, she's in preparation for the new life that is coming.
This probably got her back in the game and said, oh, some guys are jerks. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
You've got to remember that. He's losing out on you. So...
That's right. But you know what? Since he fancies the meat whistle, maybe he'll figure something out. So.
No, I don't look at losing him. I don't see that as a losing. I just don't want to see it in front of me. I don't want disruption or chaos in front of me. That's all. And I went dancing to get rid of all that. But, you know, well, it didn't happen. It's messy.
Well, you got to come back home after the night's over. And there he is. Yeah, what's up with yelling at the door shit?
Who, him?
Yeah, she says he yells at the door all the time. It's almost like he's a little bit autistic or something.
Oh, when he wants to work on stuff.
It's very rude.
It is rude, but, you know, I guess that's what they've been doing for a while. But it's okay.
Yeah, I don't...
Well, we are glad that your voice is sounding better.
Yeah.
You're amending, just mending slowly.
But I don't yell at his door. I call or I...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I just call.
Oh, we know that. We know all the banging. And, yeah, we know that he makes a lot of noise to get your attention and yells at all that stuff. Yep.
I do want to add one thing for you, hon. I think time is of the essence. You should start looking just so that you're getting some, you know, ground.
Well, yeah. And it doesn't hurt to look. Right.
We don't know.
To get an
idea. I've seen him. This guy has a very vicious way about him when he wants to. And we don't need him terrifying you, you know, scaring you, doing things that are going to, like, just cause you to crumble. So I think you should put that on your agenda and start planning.
Keep an eye out for things. Start looking. Well, and plus you're in that, you do a lot of business type stuff, and you can kind of keep your eye out then, too.
Yeah, for sure. And I wouldn't let him do that. I wouldn't let him put me in that position. I've told him to stop calling at the door. Don't do that. Or I was busy. Don't do that. I've told him, you know. So I'm not shy about putting him in his place at all. And I just don't want it chaotic. You know, I just want it stop being messy.
Right. It's true. But sometimes we don't get to choose how it ends. But I got you. Of course, nobody likes that. Well, some people do. Some people are weird and they like nasty, drama-filled breakups, but most of us don't. We just want to move on peacefully. No waves.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Well, we hope things work out. We hope you feel better because you seem a little melancholy, and probably a lot of it's from getting... When you're recovering, when you're healing, it takes a lot of energy out of a person just to get better. So.
Thank you.
We shall be here tomorrow, so you rest well. Sleep is one of the best medicines on this planet. It is.
Yeah, go to a party and eat good food.
Yeah, eat, drink, and be merry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But
not
necessarily while you're recovering from a virus, because then you might knock your immune system down. But after you get better, start. Come dancing. It's only natural.
You have a lot of
I just put her on. I didn't hang up. She hears us.
So Lisa,
she stays on and listens.
On Facebook, you've got a lot of support. Everybody's rooting for you.
Everybody come dancing.
Who sings that?
The Kinks.
Oh, that's right.
It's a fun party song. Well, it's not that fun. It's about people feeling sad about a dance place break and getting torn to the ground. All right, let's move on. We're going to area code 630.
Oh,
that is also an Illinois area code.
That's
going
to be Lily, I bet.
Yes,
hi.
Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay. Update.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
Okay, so the guy in Miami emailed me back,
yes.
But he said that he's no longer in a position to handle these matters. and referred me to a different department. I mean, so he did email me back, but said that he can't help me with the information I sent him, but I sent it to multiple people, but obviously he was the one person I was not expecting to get a response from, but I did. So at least he contacted me that way, but I'm not going to be working with him now. So,
okay. And that's the basis of your relationship, or did you want it to be more personal than that?
Oh,
there you got another
well,
one.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure, like, I don't know. It was like he responded, but he can't help me. So is that it? I just won't hear from that guy again?
So I just want to know what the cards say on that.
Okay, let's see.
Without doing the cards, I kind of get the truth, but.
Well, see, you're hanging out with me doing these shows. You're probably picking up a lot.
I don't have to pick up shit when somebody is kind of abrupt like that and says, "Hey, I can't help you anymore. Try somebody else." That kind of means, like, don't bother me again in my book. But that's just me.
That's what I thought, too.
Can't take a compliment.
Well, what are you talking about, can't take a compliment?
You guys never simply say thank you.
Who did it? Who gave a compliment out?
I did just now.
To me?
I said you're picking up from these readings and stuff, and you said... I'm not picking up shit.
I'm not. That has nothing to do with picking up shit from Reese. I'm talking about what she said, the email basically said to me. That's loud and clear to me, but I don't have cards, so you can prove me wrong.
I agree with the both of you. I do feel like Jim does have those in his little psychic things here and there for sure. And that was my first response, too.
All right, I got to tell you a few things here from your reading. First of all, this guy doesn't want to be your colleague. He wants to be like your boyfriend. So if that's how you approached it, was for him to help you with this, that's not his interest. So he's basically telling you, nah, that's not what I want to do. He wants you to be attracted to him. He's right here. And he has the personality of a jack of hearts. Same as you out there, Virgil. And these people are, they do live from the heart, but they try not to show it a lot. Okay, especially being male, you know, a woman, a queen of hearts, which you are, by the way, Lily. You're a queen of hearts. You have a duality where sometimes you're more analytical. Sometimes you come through as the spade. But what I see mainly from you is the heart, okay? And that's what he wants. He doesn't want to work with you. He wants to get involved with you. All right, so first of all, right now, he's extremely sexually attracted to you. He wants you to return that. Of course, you've got a bad back. You've got to deal with some things. I mean, you don't want to get involved intimately and the guy practically kills you, you know, puts you in a wheelchair for an extended period of time. So it takes some time. All right. But that's where his interest with you lies. And it comes from the heart. Okay. So he was very nicely telling you, no dice. He doesn't want to be part of the project that you've got going.
Could be a lot of different reasons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he's told me that before. He's told me that before, but then he still helped me. You know what I'm saying? But for him to even respond was a big thing because they normally don't. Like, I can't say what the nature of the business was, but normally they don't respond, okay? Like, even Jim picked up on that the other day. But I was just wondering, like, is there going to be an opening in the future or should I just, like,
Oh, he wants an opening. Tell you. He wants one. Big time.
He's in another state.
And people travel. don't they?
Yeah, I should travel 1,500
yeah.
miles, 700, 800 miles because we're in Florida.
It's
Florida,
a
right?
day. It takes a day. It takes a
he's
day.
A,
it's
he's
not,
in Florida,
like,
right?
Yes. He is,
I've been to Florida,
I mean,
and there are a lot
is.
Of bitches running around. You don't need to travel any hundreds of miles for poontang. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to do that in Florida.
I agree with you. I agree with you that. I agree
boy,
with
oh boy,
you
everywhere you sneeze, there's a bikini or something,
why
depending
you,
on where you are.
Jim, you are a buzzkill right now.
I'm just saying, I want to lay the facts out.
He might be the woman who's drinking.
You just talked about him wanting an opening. That doesn't sound like it, well, he cares about women of his dreams if he's looking for an opening, Deb. If he wants an opening, there's lots of openings in Florida.
I wasn't speaking vaginally. I meant he wants an opening to pursue her. He'd probably like to get into some sexy talk.
Okay. Okay, you're talking, you roll then. I'm just saying. You know, hey, you know what? I'm from the outside. I'm a guy just floating around. I have no cards. I'm just like, damn, I've been to Florida. I don't need to go chasing some bitch in another state. They're all over running around here. Lots
that's
of them. Especially during spring break. God have mercy on your soul if you're around there in spring break.
Well,
if you're on the
he
beach
put
area,
his house
Southern
up for
area.
Sale, so
he's mobile.
Going mobile.
He will be mobile.
Okay.
Now, Jim, you need to put some expansion into your life. That everybody's just looking to get laid.
And not everybody is on When Harry Met Sally or You've Got Mail movies either and Lifetime Network. Not everybody's on that end of the spectrum either, Deb. There is some in the middle reality. Some people are assholes. Let's not be fairy tale-ing everything.
I'm going to hear about this after the show.
You're not going to hear about it. I don't care. No, I'm just saying, you know.
Jim, you are such a pussy cat.
The thing you
when
said.
When you love somebody.
When you said he's looking for an opening and you chuckled, we knew what you were implying. You were implying brown chicken, brown cow.
I only opened the door. I didn't force everybody to walk through it, did I?
No. I'm just saying. But when you made the implication that he's looking for physicalness, I'm saying you don't have to travel for physicalness. That's what I said. But you said maybe there's more.
I think the man wants a relationship.
Okay, well, but you didn't
her.
Say that at first. That's all.
Well,
okay. That's a different ballgame.
But she's offering.
No,
right
she said that all left. Along.
Yeah.
She said that.
Well, thank you.
She didn't say when she talked about the opening.
He wants an opening like you maybe would with, say, oh, who can I think of? Let's say it was, who's on here that what you might.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
How about Louise over there? She lives in. Where the Beatles came from. Was that Liverpool?
Well, she's not. She hasn't been on for a long time. I wonder how she's doing that, Louise.
But
it's a different Louise. There's a Louise in Australia on here. We're talking about a different one.
But saying her name now, that's energy that I just put out there. I bet she shows up soon. But let's say you wanted an opening. I would tell you, start talking.
I understand that, but you know the way you said it and chuckled.
Jesus.
You want opening.
Oh, maybe I'm in a good mood tonight.
No, you said it with your pervertedness that you... Deb, come on. Every time you listen to a song on the radio, you think they said, like, some genital word, even though you know they didn't. Did they just say penis or vagina? No, they didn't, Deb. Jesus Christ, they didn't say that, Deb.
I'll tell you what, if you wanted...
Isn't that true? You know that's true. That's why you laughed. Because you know for a fact it's true.
Now you've got returning red, so stop it.
And since you know why they laugh? Because it's true.
I would say meet her on her level. Start talking about angels.
This is Levy.
And spirits. Yeah, but I'm saying to you, Jim, I would say.
Don't worry about me. Get back to Levy. Don't worry about me. Don't you worry about me none there, woman. Don't you worry about me none.
Listen, I'm sorry. I just want everybody to be getting something. You're getting some out there.
Hence, we go back to the opening comment.
Well, because Jeanette made a comment. She's siding with you, so okay.
Because of the way you snickered when you said it.
I don't think you guys would like me to be all prim and proper
no,
here.
No, not at all.
You know why?
Nope.
Because that stuff is the juice of life.
I am not even talking about that. I'm talking about all I said was when you made that comment, he's looking for an opening. That told me all he cares about is physicalness. That's all. That's why I went where I went. Then you said no. I said okay. Well, I misunderstood you. That's
I'm
all.
I'm there with you too.
Okay. So rewind back when you said the opening. You weren't talking about brown chicken, brown cow.
I would be so boring.
You know, get back to the reading.
Anyway, all right, back to you. I want you, Lily, to be very cautious watching your money, your bank account, credit cards, whatever you've got. Because I didn't mean to laugh at you. I laughed at Virgil out there. You need to keep close eye on your financial stuff. You might get hacked, okay? And that's under sure to come true. So the way to combat that sure to come true is to be cautious. I mean, to be conscious and cautious.
And probably you do a lot of computer research. Sometimes you may venture someplace that you shouldn't have, that's not as safe, because you'd like to do a lot of research for your work on the computer. So just be careful. Be careful what you click.
You're right about viruses.
She does a lot of she does a lot of digging and research stuff on computer sites and stuff. And you start treading in dangerous water sometimes doing that. So just be careful what you click. Right? Basically, you see that she could.
Yeah, when you get that big sign that comes up that says there's a voice and she says, you have been hacked.
Well, that's 100% crap.
You call this phone number immediately. Well, I have a relative who chose to call that. And he got a hold of some guy from Africa who took control of his computer.
You have to allow them. So he allowed them.
Yeah. And the female end of this marriage was freaking out because she knew they now had access to all of his bank.
Yeah, all of his client information.
Yeah, so be careful, especially when you're dealing with these prickly subjects, okay, like murder and...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, the type of research she does, she could click the wrong click and not even know it. So because you said you see a potential for her to get hacked, basically.
I do, right here.
Yeah.
And that's saying, be cautious. Watch what you're doing. And you're going to be moving again, my dear. Not immediately, but down the road.
It sounds like she's receptive to that anyway, right?
Well, you're a globetrotter.
Yeah, and it sounds like where she's living right now just kind of isn't her cup of tea, I think she said when she told us that, right?
People are ruining it for her.
Oh, is this? Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. You haven't mentioned that. Have they calmed down now? Not bothering you as much?
Yeah, and I've just been avoiding it, you know, like avoiding them and like focusing on my surgery and stuff. But, I mean, it's just, I mean,
you know,
as long as I'm moving when I want to move, not because I'm being forced out.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember that those women are afraid you are after their duck, which, of course, you aren't. It's kind of like, did you ever see the movie? Oh, what was the one about the shoes? Her Shoes. What was that called? It was a movie with Cameron Diaz and others. But anyway, Cameron Diaz went to her grandma in Florida who...
About Mary?
I love that movie.
Different Cameron Diaz one. Different movie.
Her Shoes. And she went to stay with her grandma down in Florida, Miami, I think it was. And anyway, all the old ladies, they were living in this, senior, you know, home, not like assisted living, but it was like only for 55 or older kind of community. And Cameron's out there in her little bikini and her cute little shorts and her boobs that are hanging out. And all those old ladies were getting pissed because they don't want their men looking at that. Like Cameron would even give them a look. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think is wrong in the community you're living in. Those women are dreaming. They're high. You know. But I guess when you reach an age, you can't get anybody else.
I'm here because of the apartment and because of the surgery. But after that, once I heal and stuff, I'm free to move about the cabin, and that's why I've been, you know, I did call. You just said West. So I don't know. I've been looking. It's on my mind, and I know it's coming. I don't know when, but I just wanted to make sure it was going to be my choice, which I feel like it will be, but I just don't know where, you know. Like, obviously, if I got into a relationship with somebody, I could pick up and move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I understand.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And Laura Grant just said, if a guy doesn't look at that, then I would be worried. You know, I'd actually play a fun little game with my late husband. We'd be going, say, into Walmart, and I'd grab hold of his arm, and I'd say, you know, I got to hold on to you because these Walmart sluts are going to be all over you. And he would just love that. So, yeah, these guys want to look, but these women sure don't want them to. I would think, honey, let him look. He can fantasize about that later with you. Oh, Rosemary, we've had a night.
So did anyway, you see that guy coming back around or no?
Yeah, but I think
on
you've
a different level.
You got to do a switch up with him and just tell him, I mean, if you're attracted to him, let him know. Tell him, hey, you know, after you sell your house, you got to swing up here to North Carolina and I'll show you the city or whatever, you know, find ways.
I don't
want to
stay there. I don't want to stay. I don't even need to stay in the state.
Okay.
I mean,
come to Virginia. Life is good here. Yes, lots of scandal for you to chase down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you will be moving, and I am perceiving you'll be moving not to the next North Carolina city. You're going to go further, and there will be a guy there for you, too. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Thanks.
All right, I have a rebel card, and the subject says, believe what you see. Face reality or live in fucking la-la land. Choose bravely.
Gotcha.
That is the card that I've picked. The card chose itself. I don't go through these and pick them out. So.
Yeah, he just takes them random.
I shuffle them, cut them a couple times, do a couple cuts, and then I pull the card either out of the middle or the top, and we'll see what happens. So.
Oh, I've got to tell you, hon.
Stand by.
I know that you embarked on a project that included my work, and we're going to still keep that on the down low for now. But I think opportunities are coming where we can explore that more fully. Okay.
Okay.
That I just wanted to let you know that there things are starting to happen here. Yeah, I think Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it was. That was a big one in the 70s. They wrote a song. Of course, it was very popular in Minnesota. Imagine that.
I don't remember it.
Oh, yeah. I had the 45.
These people out here probably don't even know what a 45 is.
Yes, and I'd say a lot of the ones in here do. We don't have a lot of spring.
I do.
Yeah. Most everybody here does, really. We don't have a lot of 16-year-olds in here.
You have to put that little adapter in there.
Unless you had a record player that had a little pop-up one built into it, then you didn't have to. Yeah.
Oh, I collected just tons of those 45.
Well, it was the best way to go because usually back in the day, when you bought an album, there was one song you wanted on it, and every other song by that band sucked on that album. So it was a waste of money. Just get the 45.
Yeah,
it was a great option.
That's true.
I only want this one song because when I put this album on, they got seven other songs that blow goats, and I just want this one song.
Great.
Even on the 45. The back of the 45 always had the worst piece of shit song ever known to man. They didn't want you to get a 2-for-1. If you had two really good songs,
didn't.
They wanted you to buy another whole 45.
Rachel.
Yep. All right, well, thank you so much, Lily.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
We shall be here again.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
Soon. Take care. I wanted to say to Rachel, I had to take like a whole semester of the Glockenspiel. Spiel. Yeah, yeah. Did you? You've got one? Apparently, Jim, they didn't teach you any music where you went.
Well, the word Spiel means play, I think, in German.
Glocken.
I know. I think Spiel means play in German.
Yes, Virgil doesn't remember. Oh, poor baby.
I've heard the word. I know is I think Spiel means play in German, I believe.
Does it?
I think so.
Glocken. I wonder what that is. Is that like a Glock?
Jesus Christ, it's not.
Well, it's German. No, we're
the Glock, the word has been around longer than the goddamn gun manufacturer, Deb. It's probably somebody's last name, Glock. It's named after probably a human, you know. A lot of these are. These guns and all them stuff, they're named after people, usually, or sometimes a city that the company forms in, but yeah. So.
All right.
There you go. I think right. That might be another name for it, recorder.
All right, here we go. We're going to air code 612. I believe that is the great in the land of Great Lakes, Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes.
I wonder if that's Sam.
I don't want to say Great Lakes State because that's Michigan.
Yeah.
All right, welcome.
Hello there.
Hi, welcome. It's Kathy. Happy Friday.
Hi, good to talk to you. And happy Friday, too. So, tell us what brings
you guys,
to the show.
How are you guys doing? I am from Minnesota. Woohoo!
Part two. We are from the great city of Duluth. Ooh.
Right.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We didn't meet each other really while living there. Jim was in the Navy. And anyway, yeah, we come from there, and we've been away from there for a long time. So where are you, down by the cities?
Yeah, I'm actually in St. Paul.
Oh, okay. Anyway, mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us what you – have you called us before? I'm not recollecting.
I think it was a long time ago.
Okay. Well, tell us what you're interested – oh, yeah, tell us what you're interested in.
Whoa,
for your
well,
question.
I got so many that I could pick from, but
sure.
Yeah. Well, I guess I could ask you about this man that I think is pretty sweet.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you
See, tell me what you get. Tell me what. No.
Are you? You're
crushing
on him.
Just somebody that I've met and just I don't know. I just you know. I kind of get a vibe. You know how you get a vibe?
Sure.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
Sweet, and I'm just wondering what you pick up from him.
Okay. All right.
Well, if you could throw, while she's putting the cards down, if you could throw more info out there, background, stuff like that, that would help your reading immensely.
Okay. Do you want to know like what he looks like, or what would you like to know?
Tell us, do you interact with him?
How long have you met? How did you meet? What is your relationship? Do you guys neighbors or
well,
is somebody
really,
you work
really
with?
A relationship. It's just that I like see him in the morning, like on the way to work. You know, we've talked, we've chatted, and you know, he's funny. I love funny. I love someone that can humor me. Makes me laugh. You know.
Women love humor. I mean, we
mm-hmm.
even find Woody Allen cute with his sense of humor.
Well, then you're dumbass.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you are. If you find Woody Allen cute, you got an issue. You got a frickin' issue. You actually find
yeah, it. No, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. You're going too far.
That's way too far. Woody Allen is
way
too far.
That is way too far. That is a very extreme example.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, well, I have to relay these.
She's got to redo the cards. She will do a proper reading, not the yes, indeed. There's nothing wrong with that. So
does he live close by?
Must be.
Close to you?
Well, he's in the vicinity of where I work.
Oh, I see.
And I kind of like, okay, I should just say, you know, I'm kind of a person. I'm not really shy at all. If I want to know something, I'll ask you. And a lot of times I'll say, you know, if you don't want to answer, that's fine. But I kind of tried to, in a roundabout kind of way, like I've asked a question once, like, well, gosh, what would your wife think of that? But it just kind of went over his head and it just kind of blew past. And I thought maybe he'd say, well, either he was or he wasn't. I mean, he's got no obligation to tell me anything, you know. I mean, he doesn't know me that well, but.
Right, but that wasn't obvious.
You
should have picked up on that obvious.
I don't want someone else's man. I want my own, so I kind of like to, you know.
Right, yeah, he should have picked up on that, and either he's as smart as his left shoe or he's trying to hide something. What do you got, Deb? What do you see? Which one is it?
The latter.
You see, he's hiding something.
Hon, I'm about to burst your
So
bubble.
He's got. So he'd like to have a side piece.
No, I think he's gay.
Oh, well, that's a whole different. Well, then he could say, I have somebody special
coming
in my life.
Coming through as still in the closet, but he's gay. So any women you might but they're simply friends. Gay men like to be friends with women. They date men, but they like women. So that's why he wasn't quick on the uptake about his wife.
I guess he just didn't he didn't want to go down that road, I guess, with her.
He mentioned that he had children, but so I guess I assume that either there was somebody or past tense present tense, I don't know, but
could have been married. I've met a lot of men that were married and they decided they're going to be gay after that.
They quit fighting it.
Yeah. Very much so.
A lot of family and peer pressure, but that's...
Or they get caught cheating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so,
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, so, I think he's got a broken heart, and you can be nice friends with him. He may also, because there's some ambiguous energy around him, he may be just have a manufactured story that he tells. I met a lot of women like that when I was in the Army. This was before Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. They were engaged to a guy back home. And here they were literally, you know, lesbians, gay as they could be. So so I just want you to know that he holds you in high personal esteem. But he is a committed gay.
You will probably get to be so close in friendship.
Know, it seems like the best ones are that way. So you can't really go on to turn him back.
I guess I was just kind of hoping, if nothing else, we could just be, I don't know, friends or talking, because we seem to be able to talk. We seem to be able to talk really good, you know, and stuff together. And I was just
be friends. You just will never go beyond that. That's all. Yeah, you'll be friends.
Or you could say something like, "Hey, the Strawberry Festival's coming. Have you ever been there? I would love to go." Think, you know, do something like that.
They have a Strawberry Festival in Minnesota.
We have one, but I'm just saying.
I said Minnesota. What do they have? They might have ice fishing festival or something.
I don't do fish.
You can catch smelt like by the bucket full. You don't have to eat them.
Apparently, they don't run there anymore.
On the French River?
West River, that was.
Oh, I thought it was.
And they, apparently, that, they don't anymore. I don't know what it is.
Oh, that sucks.
Yep. All right, real quick, we have a rebel card for you, real quick, before we wrap it up. Subject is take a shot.
You have a what card for me?
Oh, at the end of the reading, we give a separate deck of cards, a single card pull. And this one is Friday. It's called a rebel card. That's why we do the rebel yell. So we're going to give you a rebel card before we... And the rebel cards are not necessarily, they're not sugar-coated. They kind of can be a little abrupt.
In your face.
Potentially offensive. But remember, don't shoot the messenger.
That's
I'm
okay.
The
I can take it. Bring it on.
All right. Well, speaking of take it, the subject is take a shot.
Yeah.
And then I flip the card and I read the message. It says, don't take 12, take one. Okay, maybe two. Move on.
Oh, I see. So maybe ask him to do something with you a couple times.
So maybe and like you said, you'd be okay with friendship. So there's nothing to lose here.
That's good.
Now you know.
I appreciate that.
This is what's cool about this method is now you know, like the rest of the story, as what is. His name would say on the radio, and you can approach a relationship with him from a different angle.
That's true.
So, yeah.
That's very true. Thank you very much for all that.
And now, don't you be a stranger. You've got to come back more often because you're funny. I want to see how your story goes, you know, in your life.
Yeah, I'd like to see how the story goes.
Only one way to find out.
That's true, and I'm not shy. I'll find out one way or another.
That's right, and we shall be here more times per week, so you please are welcome to call back. You don't have to wait so long.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much, guys. Yes. Have a great
weekend. Thank you very much.
Yep, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Roger that.
Bye. You know, I'd like to say something before we have to go, everybody. And Rosemary, I'm sorry you were late. try to get here sooner next time. And the rest of you, remember on Wednesdays we do alternate readings from Blog Talk and what is that? The portal, Facebook portal.
For the Facebook folks, we alternate on Wednesdays because we know international folks cannot call in on the regular phones.
That's right. I wanted to say I feel really ashamed of some of the celebrities here in the U.S. who have made fun of Kate Middleton. Isn't that her name? Princess Kate, the queen of...
Asking the wrong person. Princess I don't follow that shit that much. I just read headlines and move on.
I always felt it was some real serious with her, and there are so many here who made fun of her before they heard, and I haven't seen any of them retract or apologize publicly, but I'm thinking that's pretty crappy. You know, somebody is obviously not well. She looks like she's a practically starving Ethiopian.
Oh, those poor Ethiopians. They never get a break.
She's really gaunt.
They never get a break. People keep referring to them.
You know, yeah, and I think sometimes we take social media way off the grid. I mean, we look like assholes. And I was reading the Daily Mail earlier today, and I love the comments. People, and you know, we're not always like the love of those in the UK, because they had a lot to say. I mean, this is somebody in their royal family, and they thought we were really classless. I can't.
Goodbye.
I can't take any blame. I didn't do it. I felt bad for her from the start. But I think that these celebrities should shut their mouths every once in a while.
It's called the freedom of speech.
You keep talking about Kanye and his bride with no clothes on. I mean, oh my God, he's dressed up like he's going to Alaska. And this poor thing, she hasn't got any clothes on. Her dad is in Australia. And I bet you, Rachel, you and, oh, who's the other one? Louise? I bet you you've heard this. He has called Kanye and said, you get your ass over here because I want to talk to you and what you're doing to my daughter.
I'd say, you get your ass over here there, buddy boy. I don't have to fly to you.
Well, he thinks his daughter is under some kind of abusive control.
Of course. It has to be that. His daughter couldn't be just a road whore or anything like that, or a slut by nature. To be Kanye's fault. Has to be.
Kanye is already goofy in the head, right? So what he's doing to that poor woman, God.
Yes, that evil man.
Still, put your damn clothes on, women.
That's her choice.
There's a mystery. You want to have mystery.
There's not much of a mystery. We know what's there.
All right, well, I'm sorry we have to leave you all.
Yes, the blog talkers. Right.
What are you going to play for them?
You want to pick something or what?
Oh, Madonna. We haven't played her in a while. Saturday night. Come to the party. Psychic Love Doctor Show, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Saturday night's all right for a fight. Saturday.
And we're going to look for you, the Blog Talkers. I'm telling you.